Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And Paul, unfortunately, some discouraging news for Victor Cruz. He retweaked his calf injury. Here's Eli Manning.
Well, hopefully it's just minor. And, I know he's been working hard, since the knee injury. And it's always frustrating for everybody when you're injured and you want to be out there. And it's something that's nagging, with the muscle strain. So it's not fun for anybody. He's had a great attitude towards it. So hopefully he can just continue to heal up and get out there when he can.
So, Paul, obviously a lot more pressure on Odell Beckham Jr. and Reuben Randle heading into this matchup against the Bills on Sunday.
Yeah, Randle caught 7 passes on all 7 targets, by the way, for over 100 yards. And he had a 41-yard touchdown late in the game in that win against the Redskins. But Larry Donnell also has got to be a guy who's got to put up some better numbers. You know, he's been off to a little bit of a slow start after the 60-plus catches last year. And don't forget about Shane Vereen, because I really believe that the short passing game, the controlled passing game, is the key to beating the Bills. Vereen was probably going to put up some big-time receiving numbers.
And what about the matchup? I mean, let's take a good look at the matchup that Odell Beckham Jr. is going up against. A rookie in Darby, and you could only assume that they're going to cheat the safety over. How much success do you expect from Odell Beckham Jr. against the Bills?
Well, any time that you face a heavy blitz defense like the Bills are, that means they're gambling, and that means they're going to leave their guys in the back 7 a little bit vulnerable. So now it's just going to be up to Odell to make sure he runs his routes well, beats his guy, and that Eli makes sure he's got just enough time to get rid of the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if Odell has a big game.
We'll see. Only time will tell. Anita Marks, Paul Dottino for your Giants 2-Minute Drill.